This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We are expecting to hear from Governor Hochul meantime sometime today as she ponders legal sanctions against Mayor Eric Adams. Without question, she's concerned about corruption in the city, and especially in the wake of all that's floating around City Hall and the mayor. We expect to hear more about her plans to develop legislation that would lead to more ethical guardrails for those in public office. Our guy, newsman Mac Rosenberg, live at the governor's office ahead of a news conference this afternoon to tell us more. Mac?
Yeah, Larry, the governor going to be having that news conference at 4 o'clock, and it's a middle ground for Kathy Hochul. Just a few days ago, she had said that she had, quote, serious questions about the long-term future of this mayoral administration. So we'll find out if she still has those concerns, but apparently she's not concerned enough to remove the mayor right now and will instead, sources say, propose several checks on his power. Sources tell the AP that Hochul will propose creating a new deputy inspector general focused on the city, a fund that can be used by the city comptroller, public advocate, and council speaker to sue the federal government if the mayor refuses, and more money for the state comptroller to investigate city finances. All of this would have to come in the form of legislation. As for the mayor, he has repeatedly dodged questions about the case since it was announced the Justice Department wanted to drop it. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM, live at the governor's office in Midtown.
All right, thanks to you, Mac, for that. We know you'll be there for that news conference. It's expected to begin about an hour from now. We'll let you know what comes out of that. And meantime, earlier today, the mayor was asked about this development, the governor, that is, making these plans for these guardrails, at an unrelated press conference in public safety, but his people quickly shut that down. Listen to this.
Mayor, we're talking about a big multi-agency initiative and an important one.
Yes.
Are you concerned about any limits to your power would stop you from running
right.
the city
thank
like
guys.
This?
Thank you. Ridiculous. Thank you, guys.
She shut that down real quick, didn't she? Oh, sorry. No one here but us mice. Boy, oh boy. The mayor was announcing a multi-agency operation targeting Melrose Avenue in the Bronx, also known as the Hub, for a series of public safety and quality of life improvements.
The city's Community Link program is now in the South Bronx. Mayor Adams says there's going to be multiple agencies working right here at the Hub across Melrose Avenue.
Issues like illegal vending and overflowing trash, substance use have persisted for far too long.
Across the boroughs in the last 19 months, these teams have done over 1,200 operations to address quality of life concerns.
It's a complete collaboration of all of our city agencies dismantling the walls that prevent us from getting the results that we want.
There also will be an increased police presence and Department of Health teams working here 7 days a week. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM in the South Bronx.
Switching gears on this next one, and I think about this every time I walk down the street in my headphones. That is, police are telling New Yorkers, pay attention when you've got those big over-the-ear headphones on.
It's been a series of thefts, sometimes violent, in Lower Manhattan.
One way to protect your headphones, wear them under the hood of your coat.
I never even thought about it. I just, you know, it's freezing, so I have the hood up. But, you know, in New York, you're always on your guard a little bit.
Talking to people here on Warren Street, where police say two men have been targeting victims' devices. Six headphone thefts in the City Hall, Lower Manhattan area since February 10th. Police believe the same pair also stole a 14-year-old's moose knuckle coat on Staten Island. Lucas tells me he hides his phone.
Well, if it was headphones, I just let it go.
He says it's not worth getting assaulted or injured. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, those clowns would be mad if they stole mine and get to the house and realize he got these things from 7-Eleven. $20. Anyway, you can see photos of these suspects on our website at 1010winds.com. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand calling on the Trump administration to give Americans some answers about the decision to fire everybody down at the FAA after a number of recent and deadly plane crashes. At a news conference, she said the FAA was already understaffed and this decision just doesn't make any sense, especially to New Yorkers.
With major airports like Kennedy and LaGuardia, our state has some of the most congested skies in the country. But we also have a community still suffering from the scars of 9/11. New Yorkers know more than most what happens when our airways aren't secure.
Yeah, she pointed to a recent New York Times report which says that more than 90% of the country's air traffic control facilities are understaffed, including at two New York facilities that direct air traffic at all of our area airports. What in the world? Well, family, you'll want to avoid a certain stretch of I-80 for a while because officials say it's remaining closed for at least several weeks, talking about up to 90 voids that are lurking below the surface in Morris County. And that's not even including the massive sinkholes we've seen in Wharton in the last several weeks. In late December, a 40 by 40 foot sinker opened up on the eastbound side, took 4 days to repair that. And more recently, a separate 11 by 11 foot sinkhole opened up just 75 feet away at exit 34 and Route 15. Keep your eyes open. We'll be telling you more about it. Stick with 1010 Winds for traffic to get your update on that. Meantime, New York suing the distributors of popular vape brands like Puff and Elf Bars, accusing them of violating state laws, banning the sale of flavored e-cigs that can appeal to young'uns. Attorney General Tish James announcing that lawsuit today.
Make no mistake. These companies knew exactly what they were doing. They ignored our laws, misled consumers, and put profits over public health. And so now we are seeking hundreds of millions of dollars in damages to hold these companies accountable.
This new suit follows a billion-dollar multi-state settlement with vape brand Juul, which was widely blamed for sparking the teen vaping trend with flavors like mango, mint, and cucumber. New York banned all non-tobacco vaping flavors in 2020. Coney Island could soon look a little bit different to you. Mayor Adams unveiling today the city's proposal to add 1,500 new homes, upgrade the iconic boardwalk, and give a $42 million renovation to the Abe Stark Sports Center out there. The next step is for the city to find proposals from developers to build a 500-plus unit mixed-income housing project. That'll include both affordable housing and retail space. The project also focuses on preparing for extreme weather events as well as climate change. A New Jersey mother facing charges now for allegedly trying to steal a car with her 11-month-old baby in tow.
Authorities say when Melissa Maldonado showed up with a male juvenile to a home in Hewlett Harbor to steal a car, she had her baby in the back seat. Police say when the two were caught by the homeowner, they fled without stealing anything. The homeowner called 911. The two from New Jersey were soon caught by officers and arrested. The 11-month-old baby boy in the car was not hurt. The 19-year-old and the juvenile face a charge of attempted grand larceny. Maldonado also faces a charge of endangering the welfare of a child. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A library book that was checked out a century ago has finally turned up at the Ocean County Library. Apparently, a lady found the book Homemade Toys for Girls and Boys while she was sorting through some family memorabilia. Librarian Sherry Talercio recalls the moment the lady walked in the door.
A nice woman brought in a book and came to the desk to return it. Originally just said, I have a book to return. And the staff said, oh, okay, you know, you can just leave it on the desk. She said, well, you might want to take a look at this one because it's 99 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Turns out it was checked out by the woman's grandfather, and it had a return date of March 1926. Imagine the fees.
Probably a little over $1,000 in fines if it was 3 cents a day. Now, if you put into account like inflation and all that kind of stuff, we're probably looking at more like $18,000.
Whoa, pay up, sister. And by the way, the library is actually getting ready to celebrate its 100th anniversary. So thank you for bringing the book back. This is a real full circle moment, isn't it? It's pretty interesting.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.